Hi, welcome to another episode of the Insider Trade. My name is Sohail Ahmed. I'm your host. Today is November the 17th. And in today's episode, what I'd like to talk about is an interesting development and a comment from the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, regarding central banks and cryptocurrencies, and also an interesting comment which was going against the sentiments or against the thoughts of Christine Lagarde, and that was made by the ECB, which essentially just shot down cryptocurrencies, calling it a Ponzi scheme. And so let's begin with, first of all, what did Christine Lagarde say in regards to cryptocurrencies? So she essentially came out with a statement kind of praising blockchain to a certain degree and calling it, quote, safe, cheap, and potentially semi-anonymous, unquote. And she said that governments should consider offering their own cryptocurrencies. And this is to prevent systems from becoming the cryptocurrencies becoming a haven for money laundering and fraud, which is already, you know, debatable in the sense that, you know, if cryptocurrencies today are actively used for money laundering as they were perhaps 5 or 7 years ago, when it was really cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and all these major cryptos were essentially, you know, on the dark net or used very selectively, but now as they become mainstream, they are not anonymous necessarily. And what Lagarde said is that central banks should work in developing their own digital currency and be able to essentially compete with the private issuers of cryptocurrencies. Now, so a system regulated by central banks would enable, obviously, quick adoption of cryptocurrencies, but it goes against one of the key elements of cryptocurrencies, which are that they should not be centrally controlled. And so I think the IMF proposal, or actually, you know, to be precise, the chief of the IMF, Christine Lagarde's proposal, was, you know, greeted by many digital currency operators as in a bit of a skeptical response, because, you know, the involvement, as I said, of the central banks in creating cryptocurrencies and essentially trying to control and regulate would actually end up raising costs. It would actually most likely slow down the transactions, and we'd lose that kind of the freedom to be able to transact in a purely peer-to-peer manner, right? And the nice thing is that from her comments that she did acknowledge the potential of blockchain technology. And there was a recent report by the Bank of England, which is also watching the developments in digital currencies very closely. And although they haven't made any indication that they would consider issuing a national cryptocurrency, you know, the other governments around the world, including, you know, China and Sweden with the e-krona, Estonia, are looking at creating their own kind of government-backed digital currencies, right? And so billions of pounds of investment has gone into startups and cryptocurrencies over the past year, despite, you know, Bitcoin, which is the largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, has lost significant value, you know, coming down today. I believe it's trading in the $5,500 per Bitcoin range from a high of 20,000, right? And so that was quite an interesting development. And and the quote, actually, the exact quote from Christine Lagarde, I'll share that with you in closing of my comments in regards to her statement, which were, quote, the advantage is clear. Your payment would be immediate, safe, cheap, and potentially semi-anonymous, and central banks would retain a sure footing in payments. In addition, they would offer a more level playing field for competition and a platform for innovation. Meanwhile, your bank or fellow entrepreneurs would have ensured a friendly user experience based on the latest technologies. As she went on to say, putting it another way, the central bank focuses on its comparative advantage, which is back-end settlement, and financial institutions and startups are free to focus on what they do best, client interface and innovation. This is a public-private partnership at its best. And you know, I would agree. You know, I think in terms of some of the key points that Christine has made, completely valid. And it'll be interesting to see if the central banks really do take this as a cue and accelerate any development plans that they may have. So while the IMF is, you know, giving positive cues for banks to adopt cryptocurrencies and perhaps develop their own, you know, we had the other side of the story, as I mentioned at the beginning, the ECB chief, well, not the ECB chief, but a member of the executive board of the ECB, which is the European Central Bank, who came out the following day. This is Benoît Cœur, I'm probably mispronouncing that, but Benoît, let's say, came out with a statement, quote, "Bitcoin was an extremely clever idea." Okay, so that's pretty good. So he actually does accept that it's you know, a clever idea. But then goes on to say, sadly, not every clever idea is a good idea. And this is you know, him speaking at the Bank for International Settlements in Basel. And, you know, so he went on to then slam cryptocurrencies, noting that Satoshi Nakamoto, who is the supposed creator of Bitcoin, mined the first block months after Lehman Brothers collapse, and somehow related that this may be, you know, related to that, or, and there have been rumors and conspiracy theories that, you know, the actually this was created, you know, Bitcoin was perhaps created by the CIA or the KGB or one of these organizations to kind of circumvent and extract. But okay, we won't get into that in this episode. But he went on to say, quote, "Few remember that Satoshi embedded the Genesis block with a Times headline from January 2009 about UK banks' bailout. In more ways than one, Bitcoin is the evil spawn of the financial crisis," unquote. Okay, and he reminded his audience that, you know, previously saying that, you know, head of BIS, Augustin Carstens, you know, who's also shares similar views and has a very negative opinion of Bitcoin, where it is saying that Bitcoin is a combination of a bubble, a Ponzi scheme, and an environmental disaster. Okay, so the later environmental disaster, I guess this is where he's referencing to the high energy costs and high energy usage of mining for Bitcoin. So, which is interesting. And then we had, you know, Christine Lagarde the same week coming out and saying that central banks should consider issuing their own digital currencies and praising blockchain technology. So this essentially just highlights that the central banks and the bankers are, most of the bankers that I've come across do not like cryptocurrencies, and for obvious reasons, because they, you know, with cryptocurrencies and the blockchain, there's no need for this intermediary trust mechanism, which the banks, that is the role that the banks have. So with blockchain cryptocurrencies, you actually don't need the bank. Because the bank there essentially holds your funds and is your trustee and ensures that the settlements and the debits and the credits are properly recorded, and that way your money is accessible. So the blockchain and cryptocurrencies do not require this intermediary. So most bankers are, not surprisingly, against this whole notion of cryptocurrencies, and the cryptocurrencies are essentially going to eat their lunch, right? And but it is encouraging, and I think the IMF's comments will start to come into the central banks and the banks, which now will realize that they cannot stop this tsunami of digital payments and cryptocurrencies, and they've got to somehow be able to participate and perhaps try to control digital currencies and use their brands, their kind of government mandates, or kind of that government. Although the central banks are privately owned, the Federal Reserve Bank, the European Central Bank, these are not government-owned entities. These are privately essentially consortium of banks. So they will actually get into the digital space, and it will be very interesting to see in 2019 how the banks enter the space, because I do believe that we are going to see a proliferation of tokens and coins, where you will have a lot of private companies, major companies like Facebook, Google, Mercedes, Benz, that will come out with their own coin to reward usage, to incentivize consumers, and to enhance their brand loyalty. And this week I was in London and had an opportunity to attend an event, a cryptocurrency event, with some really interesting speakers, hosted by Grant Thornton in London. And we had one of the speakers there who, Thomas Power, who's actually written a book regarding coins, and he made a really good point. And perhaps in next weekend's podcast, I'll go through some of my notes and some of the findings that we discussed. And essentially, you are going to see a proliferation of cryptocurrencies, or the definition perhaps is not accurate, but tokens and crypto coins. Coins is a much better, because currency, even Bitcoin, is debatable if it is a currency, because currencies must have wide use and acceptance, and Bitcoin does not. So from that basis, there are in fact no cryptocurrencies. You have crypto coins and you have crypto tokens, which provide you access. And but we are going to see a lot of activity in this space, and you are going to see large blue chip companies such as Facebook enter this space. And perhaps we'll touch upon that next week. So for that, I'd like to end off the podcast. Wish you a wonderful weekend. Until next week, goodbye.